The death toll from the Israeli war in Gaza has passed 40,000, according to the Hamas-controlled health ministry there. Many more are missing. The figure, which does not make a distinction between combatants and civilians, is often disputed by the Israeli government, but is broadly accepted by UN agencies. More than 92,000 people have been wounded, and 85% of the population have been displaced, according to the Associated Press. The Israeli military says it has killed 17,000 combatants. Fikr Shaltut is Gaza Director for Medical Aid for Palestinians and is on the line now from Egypt. Fikr Shaltut, good morning and thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Yeah, thank you and good morning.
Tell us what you know of what conditions are like in Gaza today.
Unfortunately, the conditions, the humanitarian situation within Gaza remain to be quite difficult for all the people, for the 2.2 million. I've been in contact with my colleague over the last 10 months on a daily basis and talking to my family who's stuck there in the middle area. And they're telling me actually on what's happening on a daily basis. So basically the indiscriminate bombardment is still ongoing, claiming lives of women, children, young people, elderly. 1.7 million of the population are displaced, living in really harsh situations inside tents and with very poor access to clean water and water for domestic use. They are all the time fearing from, these evacuation orders that the Israeli military keep distributing to people to continue moving from one place to another. With very limited, access to their basic needs. Talking about food supplies, talking about water, talking about now hygienic materials that were not allowed into Gaza for the last 2 months. I've been talking to my family yesterday and I learned from them for a small bottle of shampoo, for example, they have to pay more than $50. And talking about most of the population in Gaza who... they are quite poor and they are displaced and they don't have access even to cash because they cannot access the banks in Gaza. To pay more than 50 US dollar in order to buy a shampoo, to have a proper shower. This is really become a nightmare, for people. People inside the tents, suffering from different sorts of communicable diseases. And we have 12 medical points that we've been treating patients from different sorts of infections, talking about, different sorts of skin diseases, talking about hepatitis A and diarrhea, respiratory tract infection, and even meningitis sometimes. So, it's really become quite difficult for the population, especially after the closure of Rafah crossing since the 6th of May, which make it extremely difficult for MAP and for other humanitarian organizations to bring in medical supplies or food supplies into Gaza to be able to reach to the people who are in their need for this.
The organization that you're working for, Fikr, how are you managing to get any medical supplies or any aid into Gaza now?
Honestly, it's extremely difficult. Since the closure of Rafah crossing, we were not able to bring stuff into Gaza from Rafah, of course. We managed to get very few trucks through Kerem Shalom. The total number of trucks we have managed to get into Gaza, it's only 80 trucks from Kerem Shalom, to the south of Gaza. We have managed a few trucks also from the north, in Zikim Point next to Erez, but these trucks were only allowed to the north of Gaza. So the number of trucks in comparison with what we used to bring before the closure of Rafah crossing is quite minimum. And this is not only applicable for MAB, it's applicable for all the international organizations and the UN organizations.
There have been more talks this week aimed at ending the war. The US negotiators say they've got off to, quote, a positive start. Do you get any sense that this war is coming to an end?
We really hope to see this. Yani, honestly, talking from a humanitarian perspective, in order to be able to do something for the whole population in Gaza, we need immediate ceasefire to happen today before tomorrow. And also this is to be accompanied by opening all the crossings into Gaza and allowing lots of aids to come in. I mean, talking about medical supplies, foods, hygiene, materials, and all other commodities, you know, in order to allow our, you know, our staff inside Gaza to be able to deliver the work they are dedicated to do. Also, this is will enable the staff themselves, you know, to be able to move safely within Gaza. And we've been struggling over the last 10 months that our staff themselves, every movement, they are taking a risk because basically there is no safe area in Gaza for humanitarian workers or anyone in Gaza to move safely and be able to deliver the aids to the people who are really suffering very much.
Fikr Shatoud, Gaza Director for Medical Aid for Palestinians, thank you very much for speaking to us from Egypt today.